Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
It's Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here. Hi, Hawk.
Hello, Jay.
How are you, buddy? The holidays, you got to be busy. Got to be just going like crazy. Go,
yeah.
Go, go.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Collect $200.
It's Monday, and so I'm here. I rounded. I collected my $200, and here I am sitting at Mediterranean Place going, that's going to be a long day.
Okay.
Or like Baltic it. Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
What's right after Go? Isn't it Mediterranean and Baltic?
I think it is.
They're the purple ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I barely got my 200 bones. I'm looking for free parking stacked. Maybe I'll get it.
Oh, man.
I got to try to stay out of jail and just get past Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm. What's the third one? Isn't there three purple ones?
No, there's only two for the Baltic and Mediterranean.
Where's St. James Place?
That's a different round.
That's
orange,
isn't it?
That's a different color,
That's a different purple or something. I thought Mediterranean and Baltic were brown, weren't they? Or is that something else?
I don't know. We're going to take a look at it right now. I'm going to pull up the board.
Oh, yeah. I see the ones you're talking about. So, yeah, there's the first two are brown.
Yeah,
I was thinking
two.
The purple ones.
Now, the first two, those are the losers. Right after Go. It's like, if you hit those, you're dumb.
I don't know.
Not only do I hit those, but I buy a house for them.
I'm not sure.
$27 in rent, and I got three condos or whatever.
Three condos.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Your monopoly is different than everybody else's. I really like it, but it's different. Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. Hey, welcome. Thank
are you guys playing games for the holidays? Do you guys do anything?
Well, we do. We bust out board games because we force. Remember the FFT we were talking about?
Yeah.
Forced family time.
Correct. Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Forced family time.
Everybody's putting your phones away. What?
That's pretty great.
Yeah, phones away. Let's do something. What are we going to do?
We're doing all new games this year. We're going to do all, because you know what? The internet's full of them.
Yeah.
So we started, stealing some of those ideas.
I like that.
One of the ones is like reindeer hooves where you have red Solo cups on your hands and it's like you have hooves and you got to try to pick up the big giant marshmallows and put them in your little container.
Ooh, I like that.
And whoever does the most wins.
Fun.
Forced family fun, yes. And then...
Oh, that's at your Christmas party.
With the kids. They're adults, so, that night we're going to...
I thought you were just talking in general.
No, just Christmas. Yeah.
No, I don't know what kind of Christmas games we're going to do. I have a lot of family coming over the next couple of weeks, and I'm visiting family, but I don't know what the games are going to be.
I am excited because I bought a new one.
It just depends how much work you want to put in. Some of the ones are a lot of work.
We will not be playing Monopoly with the family. That's far too long.
That's
a weeknight. That's a Wednesday night.
Not fun.
Yeah.
The game I bought, and I think, let's see, 9:05, it's late start day.
Risky.
Hopefully. I think my granddaughters should be out of the car and on a bus, so I can say this.
All right.
I feel very uncertain with this. I'm not comfortable.
I bought a game called Shut the Box.
Oh!
You know Shut the Box?
No, I never heard of it.
Okay, Hawk, look at it. It's kind of fun. I bought the 4-player version. Okay. Two people can play it.
Sure.
I'll give you a little hint.
All right.
I played it by myself last night.
Oh, nice.
Breaking the rules already.
Did you win?
You can do whatever. I did because I was the only one playing.
Oh, imagine that.
Good for
you. What it is you have two dice. You roll the dice, and then you have little numbers between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say I roll 6.
Okay. Right. You rolled 6.
All I want to do is I'm going to flip my little, I can either flip the 6 or I can flip a 4 to 2 or... anything that adds to 6, okay?
Okay.
What you want to do is at the very end, whoever has the least amount of points showing wins that round.
Now, what are you flipping?
Look at this, Hawk. Right. It's like they're wooden tiles that...
they almost look like you can toggle them up and down.
Yes, you toggle them up and down. There it shows it, Hawk. Look at that. You toggle them up and down, which is in itself fascinating.
It's a fascinating board.
It is.
It's a pretty cool looking board.
Yeah, it is cool.
And it's very fun. I paid a little more for mine because I got a bigger, so that it was
gold
a little bit bigger because some of them are really small. No.
And so you know what it looks like? It looks like a hockey arena, and the spectators that are lining the hockey arena
okay.
are all,
are either
those are the numbers
or
whatever.
Sitting.
Yeah, they're either standing or they're sitting. And so when I'm trying to paint this picture, I like that. It's like a hockey arena with a bunch of people standing or sitting.
And do you want your people standing or sitting, Kevin, at the end?
Your people all start
standing. Oh, standing. Oh, okay. Oh,
and then you knock them all down, and then whatever you're left with at the end, see what'll happen is, like, you'll roll, okay, this shows a good example. This person rolled a 7, but all they had left was a 1, a 5, and a 9.
Mm-hmm.
So they're done. You're done.
You can't come up with a 7, so you're out.
You can't come up with a 7, so you are out, and you also have 15 points.
And what you wanted to have happen was to try to just get a number 7. You just wanted to not get one person from the hockey arena to sit down.
That's exactly right.
Instead of having to come up with 4 people to make up the sum of 7.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Four. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, so it's kind of like Guess Who.
It's kind of like Guess Who.
It's not like Guess Who at all.
Well, with the whole knocking down of...
It's kind of like Guess Who at a hockey arena.
I thought it was hockey.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was stand or fall.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Now,
I'm confused.
I understand.
Hot Topics.
With my granddaughter doing the math, she's not there yet. She just started
probably better than we just
this
were.
This is a great opportunity for her to learn.
That's what I'm thinking. It'll be a fun way to learn all that stuff. And,
way to go, Papa.
Yeah.
Sounds like she'll also be a big fan when you go, no, that adds up to 7. No, it doesn't.
That's going to be fun. Merry Christmas.
And a lot of learning.
Arguing the math.
Who's going to be doing the math? You or her father?
Both.
Okay. All right.
Well, what
you
am
just
I
say
saying?
This is weird in math.
He won't play.
Okay. He doesn't. Okay.
He's kind of the party pooper with games a lot of times. And then when he does play, he's super fun, but he just has a poop attitude about it.
Wow.
Man.
Merry Christmas.
Are you a game participant willingly?
Yeah.
You like games?
I do.
All games?
Pretty much.
Board games? Doesn't matter. Card games?
I mean, Monopoly sometimes is because it's so long.
That can be exhausting.
But yeah, I mean, I don't like Scrabble because I'm dumb.
I agree.
But...
Not with your being dumb.
Right. So I don't usually like to play that. If they say, hey, the family's going to get together for Scrabble after turkey, I'll say, I'll be taking a nap.
But do you guys don't have a go-to game that you play?
Nah, we play a lot of poker. We play Sorry.
Oh,
we really? Do Connect Four.
Okay, good.
I play a lot of Solitaire because I'm a loner.
Yeah.
Phase 10 Family, do you ever play that?
Never heard of her.
Maybe take a look into it.
Okay.
Phase 10 is your recommendation, Kevin?
I think so, yeah. If you like cards, it's a fun one.
Yeah.
You ever play LCR?
No.
You know what that game is, though?
No.
It's called Left, Center, Right.
Oh, yes. That's the dollar thing. And
Teach your kids to gamble.
Well, he's already playing poker, so I didn't figure
it out. Yeah, no, I agree.
That's the Christmas thing that's coming up here at one of our Christmas parties. It's a tradition that everybody does this
LCR?
Thing. Yes. Yeah, I didn't know there was an abbreviation for it.
Yeah, sorry.
Again, I went to school in the Valley.
We're not good with acronyms.
Yes. Slow down a little bit for you UI guys.
Sorry. You high guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, is that better?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, no, you've never played that before?
No, I have. Yeah, the dancing dollar thing?
Yeah.
See, that's what I call it.
All right, dancing dollar is way better.
Yeah, you don't have to stand in a line and everybody's got a dollar and there's music or something.
I don't know what game
that
is.
Game. I don't know what that one is.
I don't know what that is.
I do not know.
Dancing for dollars is a completely different game.
And, maybe I'm mixing
and
this
your
up.
Christmas is odd.
No, it's fun.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, the Yuletide Carol. La 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 la. Take it, Russ.
Kevin James.
La 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 la.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Santa, does he still come to town even though there's no snow? Can he just land on a not so slick rooftop?
It's a magic sleigh.
That's true.
They have ways of doing it.
Yeah.
No, well, we need Rudolph's big red nose if there's no snow.
Yeah, look at the fog, though. It's been very foggy.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Right now, even though it's not, I mean, it's kind of snowing now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's like cloudy and kind of gross.
Yeah. Yeah. And good. I think Rudolph's nose is kind of on no matter what.
Is it?
It's kind of like your headlights during the day here.
Absolutely. Once it gets dark enough.
Whoa. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot that that beacon made a noise.
It does, yeah.
Oh, hey, Rudolph, you're blinding me with that nose.
Yeah. Isn't that what Santa sounded like?
I think that's Santa. that is Santa. Or Santa? One of his misfit friends.
Turn it down now, Rudy. We're trying to watch TV.
I don't know. I feel like
may I ask you a Santa question?
Yes, you can. I am in with Santa.
Has, at any point in your life, has Santa shown up and just delivered the presents overnight with just like name tags on them and not wrap them?
No.
Never happened.
Huh. Oh, like, I would say for sure that has happened.
But not at your house?
There's usually just not name tags on them. This is like, figure it out.
Oh, well, duh. Yeah. I guess that would make sense because, you know, I mean, yeah, like.
But, you know, I guess I could take the dog bowl and say, watch me drink out of this.
You sure could. Okay.
Yeah. But so are you saying sometimes Santa doesn't wrap your presents?
Yeah, I am. And there was a point in my life where Santa wrapped them all. And then something must have changed with Santa Claus.
Well, it's got more people. It gets tired, man.
Must have. I mean, the population in the world grew overnight. And one year he just decided, you know what? I don't have time for all that wrapping stuff. My elves are taking a time off. And
yeah, I'm leaning towards it because, I mean, I'm telling Santa that I'm good with it. Like, yeah. Santa, you don't have to wrap these gifts anymore for my family.
Yeah.
Like, let's just drop them off, bud. That's going to work fine.
Hey, bud.
Just trying to save him some work.
One of the things that I noticed when Santa started doing that, not wrapping the presents, was it made it very easy to see what he left. Like it was before, did Santa come? I don't know. Go check the cookies.
Right.
Right. But now.
Now you can come down and you see all these new gifts that are not wrapped. You're like, yo. Those were dropped off overnight.
That's definitely Santa.
Good point.
So I do like that aspect of him taking, you know, whatever, getting lazy.
Because have you ever had it where, and I find, yes.
It seems like that's
and
a,
I find
well,
it
not the road you want to go
so
down.
So weird that sometimes, like with one of the presents from Santa or something, like he'll somehow use the same wrapping paper that you have.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Yes.
And you're like, what?
I know.
Well,
I mean,
does Santa
still
know all that?
Well,
but,
you know,
but he does.
He still wants to get it on sale.
Yeah, so I like this even better that there's never any chance of that happening.
I like that too. Mm. And one of the other things about when Santa doesn't wrap presents, a lot of times, like he would take, if the elves were to put any sort of container around the present.
Sure.
Yeah.
Plastic container.
Yep.
Plastic and cardboard.
Right, for safety.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, Santa Claus we'll take that and say, elves, we didn't need to go through that.
Right.
We're not wrapping. We're not putting it in plastic and cardboard.
Yeah.
Just the gift.
Oh.
So that, you know, that's another benefit of having Santa just drop them off.
I like that,
is sometimes they're out of the plastic and they're ready to go.
Has Santa ever put together one of the presents?
One for me a long time ago. Hasn't done it in decades. I mean, but when I was 6 or 7, he put together a train set for me. He had some extra time.
Wow. You were good that year.
I think Mom just left extra carrots, so the reindeer were happy and content.
Sure.
Santa had extra time.
Makes sense.
Put the train together. Here you go, Stevie.
Mm-hmm. Little Stevie.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie.
I think that's what he called me.
Little Stevie.
There you go, Little Stevie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
Okay, well.
How big was the train set?
I don't know. Like maybe 12 track pieces.
Like what? Just a circle.
Just a circle.
An oval, if you will. Yeah.
Cool. It was 1970, whatever. It was, oh my God, it moves. I love it.
Yeah, and little Stevie with his giant beard and mullet was very happy.
Mullet Stevie.
Yeah, I didn't have a beard when I was 6. But
no, okay, well.
Really, I can't picture you without it, so.
I'll show you pictures.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have outside lights that you have on your house that are not Christmas lights? Like, let's say backyard, over a balcony or around a balcony or any of that stuff?
Yeah, we have decorative lights. We don't have any of those party lights, the tea lights just hanging off of a patio or anything.
No.
We don't have those.
But you do have some outdoor lights that you can turn on all year.
Yes. They like shoot up trees We want our tree to look really cool.
Yeah.
A little spotlight going
and
up the tree.
Those do look cool. I do like those.
So they're just decorative landscape lights.
I see, but nothing hanging from off it. Because I feel like there's just a lot more people that have that.
Yeah, there are.
Year round?
Yeah.
And I feel like they're not obviously supposed to be Christmas lights. They just
light up your patio or whatever. Yeah. I love that. We already have canned lights built into our patio, so I didn't need to add.
Sure. Whoa, what's it like at the palace?
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Well, we had it built when we moved into this house.
I understand.
And so if you're going to have something built, you do it right.
So some lights
what would your thoughts be along those lines to have some sort of, I mean, they would be Christmas lights because that's the size of the wire we need.
Okay.
And the size of the bulb we need hanging from the ceiling in here, but we'd leave them up all year.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I love that idea.
All right. I'm thinking we might do that one. And then, you know, if like it's, you know, maybe we either leave them on and then leave the other lights on, or maybe there's days we turn these little can lights off.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, you've come into my studio before.
Yeah,
hey, what's the occasion? Why is it so weird in here?
Right.
I just turn off the overheads, turn on the little ones.
Yes.
I like that.
It's kind of like having a lamp in the corner,
yes,
you know, type feel to it.
If you strung Christmas lights just on the perimeter of this ceiling in the studio, you could turn off every house light and just have those.
True.
I think it would look really good in here.
Okay. Really? You think so? You don't
think
it
would
be too dark?
No, it would bring a calmness to the studio.
I would love it.
Yeah. We don't need a calmness necessarily sometimes.
No, you don't. You need a strobe light sometimes.
Could you imagine just right in Kevin's face to keep his eyes open?
Is this because of me?
Well, I mean, you know.
I feel like it's me.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, well, you feel right. Yeah, you knew it was Kevin's birthday, right?
I did. I was going to wait until later.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we usually like to.
You don't want to be the first guy.
Have a personal moment.
Yeah, I mean, why would I do it on the air when I can do so much more?
Are you the guy who does the, I don't know. Are you the guy that does the, says it to him, and then later on in the day, still puts it on his social media?
No.
Once you're done, you're done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I won't go to social media. I'll just come into whatever room you post up in later after the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll find you and say, you are now subject to me for the next 15 minutes.
And I love it.
Blah, 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 blah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's way more personal, though. I like that. Yeah.
Maybe a little too personal. Gab is the best gift you can give.
Well, give it. Okay. I'll see you at 10:05.
That's true.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, who do they think puts all their toys under the tree?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that the parents do.
That's ridiculous.
Kevin James.
I mean, parents couldn't do that all in one night. What about Santa's cookies? I suppose parents eat them too?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Can't help it. You just can't help it, can you? It's something about that particular piano music that for some reason you cannot help but sing.
I can't.
It's so weird. Just, even if you hear it 10 times a day in that aspect, you come out and you, and of course it's right when it's, he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Man, we had a lot of Christmas music in our house over the weekend. It was crazy. My wife, nonstop.
Really?
Yep. I mean, it was.
Well, it's not too early.
Oh, goodness, no. I mean, there's people who've had it on for a month, but she, and like part of it is just because of what she was doing the entire time, you know, the baking and the, you know, getting platters ready and blah, 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 for hours and hours and hours on end that she would, it was just nonstop. She loves Christmas music.
Yeah, and it's fun when you're doing all this stuff, right? It's just perfect.
Well, it lends it to it, for sure. Yeah.
And I've been surprised that my house, they are all lovers of Christmas music, and that is great, so that we can have it on, and it's very fun. One thing I'm not digging, though, I am not enjoying the fact that the kids are going through school all this week.
Oh,
it just feels a little.
You think it's too late? Like they shouldn't go all the way through Friday, you're thinking?
Yeah, a little bit, because we don't have enough time to really get. I mean, I guess you have a couple days on the weekend and then 2 days gearing up to Christmas.
Yeah. I think it's all about the coming back part.
Well, that's the bad part, because the coming back is when. They're not going to come back until the second week of January, maybe. Is that right?
They come back. Well, it depends on the school, I'm sure, but I think 6th is the day.
Yeah.
So
you get a lot of time after the new year, and I don't know. I'd maybe like to just have it.
Because what do you do? Bring them back on the 2nd? And then they go, you know, Thursday, Friday, then go back again? Or
yeah,
it seems
that's
weird.
Fine. That seems about right. So, I mean, that seems, that's what we're going to do.
I mean, usually it's 2 weeks, and this gives them exactly 2 weeks.
It does. I'm just saying if we could go, I would just like them to get out Wednesday this week.
Well, they're pretty much mentally out anyway.
I know.
Well, is it a half day Friday?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
It's not for my wife,
It's not my kid.
I mean,
clip of the day.
I mean, you're not wrong. You know, that literally is not technically your responsibility.
Well, grandkid.
Nah, I know. I don't know the schedule as well as I should, maybe. Her father keeps good track of that. But, yeah, I don't know if they have a half day. I feel like they don't. I feel like it's a full day.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, today's clip of the day. Parents, you might be able to relate to this. Mm-hmm. This is a mother who is, I almost would say, negotiating with a terrorist, is what it seems like. But that little terrorist is her cute little child in the backseat of her car. She's trying to prepare the child and herself. Let me make it very clear. This is a lot of preparing herself to go into Target and do the things that they need to do.
Okay, babe. We're going to go into Target, right? We're going to get in the cart, and we're going to stay in the cart. I have to get some boring stuff. Like, I have to get some paper towels, things of that nature, and it's probably not going to be super fun, but if we just hang out in the cart and just be cool about it, everyone's doing it, it's not a big deal. We're just going to...
I just want to find the costume.
Yeah, so here, that's where I'm getting. We're going to go look at costumes, and we're going to see if they have the Tony costumes you want, but I do have to get some boring stuff, so we're just going to stay in the cart, have a great time.
Stay in the cart.
All nothing weird, no funny business. We're just going to kick back, relax, get my boring stuff, and we're just going to have a great time, and then we're going to look at costumes for you and see if they have the Tony. Are you aligned? Is that good?
Are you aligned?
Aligned.
You're aligned. And I'm not really into the idea of a cake pop today, since you have a lot going on in your system. So we're just going to go ahead and skip that, just to get you mentally prepared.
I want a cake pop.
No, I know, but we have so many other fun things. And remember those pumpkin cookies that we have?
What?
Remember those pumpkin cookies we have?
Hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have those.
Yeah, let's get them.
It's just going to be great vibes in there.
Let's get them.
Okay. Good vibes in Target.
Uh-huh.
Love you so much. Love you. It's going to be a great time.
Wait, Anne.
Repeat after me. I'm going to stay in the cart.
I'm going to stay in the cart.
Oh, yeah. Booyah.
Oh, yeah. Booyah.
Rez, you're a cool kid, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you. Wish us luck.
Wow.
What are the chances that kid
stayed in the cart? I mean, zero. You know, you stop negotiating. I mean, let's do that. We don't negotiate with children.
Yeah, I think she...
Also, you brought up cake pop. The rest is on you.
Yeah, that was a dumb mistake
on
her
part. What are you doing? I mean...
And we're not getting a cake pop.
There's no negotiating, first of all.
You know that he's already going to ask for the cake pop. So just say when you're in there, hey, no cake pop.
Yeah.
Because we have those pumpkin cookies.
We're not getting any food. We're not getting any food when we're in there. I mean, you know, something. But man, you said cake pop. That's just like saying all he heard was cake pop, not we're not going to get a cake pop.
Right.
He heard cake pop and
now,
went cake pop, cake pop, cake pop.
She'll have to try to distract with the pumpkin cookies again.
Yeah, man.
And the costume.
But what about the boring stuff like paper towels?
Those are exciting. Those are exciting.
That's great.
Yep. Those
and we're just going to stay in the cart, okay?
Well, again,
cool.
She said,
it's cool to be in the cart. Everybody's doing it.
Stay
it's
in
not
the cart?
A big deal.
Question mark.
We're gonna stay in the cart.
Stay in the cart. Yeah. No.
Are you aligned?
What the heck was that?
That was weird.
You know.
And the kid said, "I'm aligned."
Yeah, I bet. He's aligned.
I hope he stayed in the cart.
Yeah. At least the vibes are good.
Oh my god.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Listen, if one of these houses gets a little too intense, I think we're going to need an exit strategy.
Yes.
So, like, we're going to need a word that both of us know that means it's time to leave. So what do you think our safe word should be?
Kevin James.
Jay, mistletoe.
Mistletoe's really good.
Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's birthday today. Let's do the name game with Kevin. I'll say Kevin James. Over to you, Kevin James.
Seemed a little tiny bit unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Harvick.
Ooh. Steve?
Other Kevin James.
Well, I mean, I'll give it to you. Kevin Bacon.
We'll say Kevin Costner.
Nice.
Kevin Durant.
Good. Kevin Garnett.
Mm. Or Kevin Hart.
Did you just say that?
I thought.
Who just said that?
You did.
I thought you said it.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I said Kevin Harvick.
He said Harvick, yeah.
Oh.
I don't expect you to know who that is.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know who Kevin Harvick is?
The race car driver.
Oh, look
nice.
At you.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve?
We didn't say Kevin Spacey yet, did we?
No, and he was in the Beat the Show. Kevin Kline.
Kevin McAllister.
Oh, I like it.
Kevin! Kevin!
I like what you did there.
I'm out.
All right. Congrats, Kevin. You're the winner.
Wow. It's my new favorite thing to say at my house.
What's that?
When I walk out of my bedroom and
I like turtles.
Unaware that everyone in the family has left. My son, his girlfriend, and my granddaughter.
Right.
They've left, and I was on, I was unaware.
You didn't know
you
were alone.
So I come out and I'm like, Tyler, Amelia, Sadie. Nobody there. Nobody says a word. And then I say, I made my family disappear.
Final thoughts.
So fun.
I like that.
And I'll
did.
Do it. The only person who hears it is me.
It's just
and
for
it
your own joy.
Myself
yeah,
every time.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. All right, Steve-O.
Here's something that I didn't know. Maybe, did you notice this on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
I pull up my weather app, and up at the very top, it says work.
Yeah.
Like my location.
I did notice that, yeah.
When did it just start doing that?
I think
that,
whatever the last update was.
Oh, yeah, that recent update.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's very official. Feels legit.
Feels invasive. How do they know I'm at work?
I don't know. Maybe did you say something?
I love it when you get in your car and it tells you
how many minutes to your house,
how many minutes to get to where you're going.
I know.
And I do love it when it's something that is not your norm or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Where then it just goes like, oh, this is whatever it may be. I used to think Coeur d'Alene was my home, and I was like, well. I pretty much did live there for 3 years.
I know. It keeps saying me for every time. Walmart. 8 minutes to Walmart. Home. I'm like, no.
Costco.
Home. No.
And there was a time where I was working at the casino a lot and also maybe playing at the casino.
Right.
And every time I would get in my car after 5 p.m., it was like 17 minutes to the casino. Traffic is light.
You're like, not going there.
Don't encourage me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Or do. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, either way.
It is my birthday. Kind of decision time.
Oh.
Which is lunch. For the longest time, I did Mongolian barbecue for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. My youngest son loves it, and so he would go with me a lot.
Right.
Plus, his birthday is in 2 days, so it's kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Makes sense.
Like, we go, and I just pay for lunch, and there we go. But he, I don't know. He's not working today. He has the day off.
Oh.
And so I don't know if he's already got other plans. We kind of talked about it yesterday, but not enough. So I don't know if I have a lunch scheduled with him for sure or not.
Well, I guarantee if you tell him you're going to pay, he'll probably change his plans.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly, right. Oh, yeah, well, I just freed up, Dad. That's awesome. Yeah, you did.
So would you go to a more of a different location based on the fact that he doesn't?
Maybe so. The only thing I was going to say is because, I would always go to the Airway Heights one. He works out in Airway Heights, and so it was just easy. That's what we would do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now I wouldn't have to do that. But do I want to stick with the same? Oh, I know what I want. Never mind. It's over. Okay. It's over, folks. All right. If we go to lunch, we're getting sushi.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Steve's not happy.
Definitely disapproved of that.
No, it's fine. It's your birthday.
Oh, my granddaughter told me I needed to have fish today.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I said, oh, do you like fish? And she's like, that's her new thing. She likes to act like she's going to throw up to everything.
That's great. I wonder where she got that. I'm going to see her father.
And I'm like, I go, you don't like fish? I'm have a big old chunk of salmon today.
You know how our bathroom is where there's like a urinal and a toilet all inside the same stall?
Yes. And it's a unique setup.
Yeah, and if you're standing up, so to speak, and you're using the urinal, a lot of times I don't even close the stall door because whatever.
I
probably should, but you also have a lot of construction workers around here. And the other day, on Friday, a construction worker walked in. I didn't know it was a construction worker. So when I heard the door open, I go, well, hello there, like that, just to let the person know that I'm standing.
I'm in here.
You know, hey, there's a human here, right? Well, hello there.
Hello there.
And then all of a sudden, he's not paying attention. He comes right up. Woo, was like,
of course.
Whoa. And now he sees me, and he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And I go, yeah, that's kind of why I said, well, hello there. And he goes, I thought that was the radio. Because there's a radio on in there. And he goes,
out of radio voice.
I go, I shouldn't have gone, well, hello there. We're going to check traffic and weather at the Dines.
And he's in his own.
He didn't.
Right?
Yeah, wasn't paying attention.
I'm currently standing in the bathroom.
Coming in from working on the roof.
Right.
It's cold. He's just coming in to go to the bathroom.
Totally. So then I said to him, does the radio usually greet you with, well, hello there when you walk into a room? And then he laughed because he's like, well, I guess that does sound dumb, but. He thought it was coming from the radio.
So wait, were you having a full-on conversation in the bathroom?
You can have that when you're done. Yeah, not while you're using it, so to speak.
I don't see either situation.
Really? The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go on the way out. Parker McCollum tickets for August 21st, 2025, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. You want those Parker McCollum tickets, call right now, 509-441-0999. Also, Kevin, Josh Cox, our buddy from GU, said Kevin Pangos.
Kevin Pangos. Pangos. I would have got there eventually, I swear.
Yeah. Kevin Love.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin
McHale.
Yeah.
We hadn't got to our basketball, Kevin.
Yeah. We could have gone a long time there.
Sorry.
That's okay. No. You don't need to apologize for that.
Other things, yes.
Yeah. Plenty of other stuff.
Yeah. Are we taking caller 7, yeah?
Caller 7, please. Yeah, 509-441-0999.
What'd you say? With my heart today, Josh Cox. Talking
Pangos.
Kevin Pangos.
Yeah.
Guys, top of my list.
Mm-mm. Apparently not the top, because I feel like you just said his name then.
Well, I really do love him. I'm trying to see if there was ever another Kevin as a Zag.
Ooh, oh, boy.
Boy.
There has to have been.
No, there didn't have to be, Steve. And I'm going to think through it.
Okay.
As basketball, well, basketball only, you're thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Men's basketball. I can't think of another Kevin. Oh, maybe in the 90s? What was that guy's
name? Nothing came up.
Nothing came up. Bakari Hendricks. I thought he played with maybe, I don't know. Josh Cox will know. He'll let us know if there was ever another Kevin.
I've got baseball players, no other basketball players named Kevin.
Okay, you used the Google machine?
I did.
That's what you got?
I did.
Okay.
I did like this when it says, I put Gonzaga players named Kevin. Kelly Olynyk.
Very close.
We are so glad you came.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Kelly James.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.